peace. Wrangles that have been existing between the Perco community and Perco Development Trust could be a thing of the past after the area leaders held a day-long meeting at TP's area to resolve the differences. The meeting led by Narok County Governor Patrick Ntutu and Area County Commissioner Kipkech Loshiesha comes days after the community fought with the Perco Development Trust management, leaving 11 people seriously injured and the 6 cows stolen. Chaos was witnessed at the trust land a week ago when the members of the community forcefully trespassed to the protected land that is estimated to be 4,500 acres, and managed by the Perco Development Trust, to graze their livestock. The management, through the security officials deployed in the expansive farm, reacted by forcefully evicting them, hence causing commotion between the community and management. Area Member of Parliament Agnes Pario, who attempted to resolve the chaos, was also forced to run for safety as the community blocked her motorcade from accessing the point of chaos. The meeting organized by Governor Ntutu was meant to resolve the long-term differences existing between the management and the community. Those who attended the meeting included County Police Commander Rico Ngare, Narok North Member of Parliament Agnes Pario, Narok County Interdenominational Chairman Bishop Peter Nicola, and a host of Narok members of County Assembly. Members of the Perco clan attending a peace meeting at TP's area in Narok North Sub-County. The two warring sides were given ample time to air out their grievances, where the community accused the management for barring them from grazing their animals in the expansive land. They accused the management of using force to evict them from the land, arguing that the land was set apart by their forefathers to benefit the entire community. However, the Trust Land Chief Executive Officer, CEO, Joseph Nkuiwate explained they were mandated to protect and develop the land on behalf of the residents as per the policies put in place. He accused the members of the community of trespassing the land without seeking clearance from the office and eventually stealing 6 cows. "I can account for every shilling that we get from the Trust Land. Some of our profits goes to paying full scholarship for the needy children in the community," he said. Governor Ntutu on his part encouraged the management to hold meetings with the community leaders so as to resolve every issue that is raised before it escalates to violence. Ntutu, who also hails from the Perco community, said the expansive land is meant to benefit all the members of the Perco clan who are scattered in Narok town. "The management has been doing a good job on behalf of the community. This expansive land should benefit the entire Perco clan and not some few individuals," said Ntutu. Commissioner Loshiesha on his side called on those who stole the livestock to return it immediately before they are traced and arrested. He called on the residents to learn to resolve their differences in a manner that does not create violence and tension in the community, and called on the people to engage the elders to help in resolving their differences. "It is illegal to take the law into your hands. This trust land has a constitution that should be adhered to. Anyone who enters the Perco trust land illegally will be arrested, and those who stole livestock should return it immediately," said the commissioner.